Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. As we saw in last Mishnah, when we're talking about grapes, one of the gifts to the poor is peret. If a person drops a few grapes, he has to leave them for the poor. There's another gift to the poor when it comes to grapes called olelot. Olelot are grapes. They don't fully develop. They don't really fully grow into their potential. And an olel is a child. So in comparison to the other grapes, they're like children. They don't contain the full composition of what a bunch of grapes are supposed to look like, which are on top, right near the top of the cluster. It's supposed to be a bunch of different grapes that are resting on each other. It's wider. And then as you get down to the end of the cluster, there's individual grapes on the stem. If it doesn't have that, those types of grapes have to be left for the poor, because they're called olelot, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Ezohi olelet, what is considered to be an olelet that you have to leave for the poor? Kol she'en la lo katef ve'lo natef. So two different components to the cluster of grapes. A katef, number one, a shoulder, which is many bunches of grapes that cover the entire top of the stem that rest on each other. And, or another type, it doesn't have natef. Natef means dripping, which means towards the end of the stem, the end of the cluster, there are individual grapes over there, that one row that compose the end of the stem. If it doesn't have these two items, it has to be left to the poor. It's considered olelet. Mishnah continues, "V'im yesh la katef o natef shel bal habayit, im safek la'aniim." But if it has either one of those, if it either has a shoulder or it has the dripping component at the end, it is left to the bal habayit. So it has to be missing both of those components to be considered olelet, and olelet that has to be left for the aniim. But if it has one of the two, the bal habayit, the farmer, the actual owner, is allowed to keep it and is considered to be fully mature. V'im safek la'aniim, if it's in doubt, if you don't really know if this cluster has those characteristics or not, we leave it for the poor. As we learned in an earlier Mishnah with leket, if you have safek leket, automatically you consider that for the aniim. Mishnah continues, olelet shebe'ar kubah. If you have an olelet on a loaded branch, so you have a huge branch that's actually part of the vine, and off of that vine, you have a lot of different clusters that are on there. So all of the clusters on one branch, on that vine, are all fully developed grapes, fully developed clusters, but you have one of them that is an olelet. One of them is underdeveloped, but they're all together on one. If they're so close together, Mishnah says, "Im nikretzit, im ha'eshkol." If the olelet is so close to the rest of the clusters that it's really cut off together as one, the harvester cuts off the entire branch at once, and he doesn't really look at this olelet as a separate part of the branch. Harehi shebal habayit. The olelet belongs to the owner because it's considered to be one big cluster. V'imlav harehi shel ahaniim. And if it's not, if it's far enough from the other clusters that is not together with them, but the owner has to pick off this olelet by himself, we say it belongs to the poor person, and it's not part of the rest of the branch. Another case, gargir yehidi. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eshkol achavim omrim olelet. If you have we said earlier on that the bunch has to have two components. It usually has a shoulder, and it has the dripping part, which is the singular grapes on the bottom. So in this situation, if you have a cluster of grapes that just has a gargir yehidi, just has the small individual grapes throughout the entire stem, but there's no katef whatsoever, there's no shoulder part where it's all bunched together, Rabbi Yehuda omer, eshkol, Rabbi Yehuda says that's still considered to be a normal cluster of grapes. It's not an olelet. The owner can hold on to it, he can keep it. Why? Because the grapes rest on each other in some way. Even though they're singular grapes, they still rest on each other. They lean on each other to an extent. Therefore, he's going to consider those grapes to be a shoulder, a katef, and therefore they're mature enough and the owner could keep them because they're not considered an olelet. Achamim disagree. Achamim say no. The definition of a shoulder is small bunches that rest on each other, not individual grapes that rest on each other. So Hachamim say, no, this is an olelet, and that olelet, which has individual grapes, has to be left for the aniim. Over here, it lacks both. It lacks the shoulder, and it also lacks the drippings. The drippings aren't there, the end component. So since it's just one straight stem with individual grapes, it doesn't have both components how it usually does, therefore, Hachamim would say that you have to leave this for the ani.